This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a home visit progress on the Joseph Morris set period. I began dictating it on September 23rd, but I was hung up on it, and somehow I lost it. So I don't know if part of it was done or not. Please check. But anyways, I'm redictating it. Chief complaint, I was asked to see, or put a date as, date seen was September 22nd, 2022. That's September 22nd, 2022. The place was his private residence. New paragraph, chief complaint. I was asked to see him because he passed out 2 days ago. He also has other multiple problems, including diabetes mellitus type 2, hypertension, COPD, and history of diastolic heart failure. New paragraph. History of present illness. 2 days before my visit, which would have been the 20th of August, comma, he was in Dr. Taraji, T-A-R-A-K-J-I, Dr. Taraji's office, and he passed out, period. He estimates there was only a few seconds, period. Prior to that, he had a quick bout of dizziness, and he also was sweating a bit and felt warm, period. There was no specific treatment or workout from Dr. Taraji, period. The reason he saw Dr. Taraji is to get injections in his wrists, presumably for a carpal tunnel syndrome, period. In any case, he has had similar episodes before, period. A month earlier, he was in the hospital when he was investigated and there was no rhythm disturbance, period. He did see his cardiologist, Dr. Chambers, period. He felt a bit dizzy the day before I saw him, and it's mainly when standing and sometimes when sitting, period. He was not found to have any arrhythmias in the hospital, period. They did not seem to document orthostasis according to what he tells me, period. However, I was able to document this today, period. He denies any associated chest pain or dyspnea when seen, period. New paragraph. His COPD appears stable at the present time, and he is using Bravana by nebulizer twice a day and has the albuterol inhaler available, period. New paragraph. He has history of congestive heart failure, and his most recent echo in the hospital has actually improved, and it's in the normal range. So we feel he has diastolic heart failure, period. He also has a history of atrial fibrillation and is on diltiazem, 120 milligrams daily, plus clavulanate, 3.125 milligrams daily for rate control, and he is taking Eliquis, 5 milligrams BID, period. New paragraph review of systems, constitutional. He does not feel feverish or report chills. He says his vision is okay, period. ENT, slightly decreased hearing, but not too bad. No sore throat or earache. Respiratory, no shortness of breath at present, no cough or phlegm. Cardiovascular, no current angina, no palpitations, no orthopnea. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding. Do you know dysuria or other complaints? He has a mildly decreased spleen. CNS, no headaches or syncope or seizures, but he had the syncopal episode noted, period. He does report paresthesias of his hands and feet, period. Musculoskeletal, he has chronic back pain. New paragraph. Past history is positive for chronic back pain, hypercholesterolemia, COPD, asthma, CVA, glaucoma, depression, diabetes mellitus type 2, foot pain, anxiety, hypertension, ulcerative colitis, hiatal hernia, psoriasis, gout, atrial fibrillation, diastolic heart failure. At one point in the past, he had a low ejection fraction and bilateral prostatic hyperplasia, new paragraph, family history. His father died at 72 and had prostate cancer and also neoplasm involving liver. Period. His mother died at 46 and had a myocardial infarction and diabetes mellitus. He had a sibling who died at 37 of a myocardial infarction and a daughter who had a myocardial infarction. New paragraph, social history. He's currently not smoking. No alcohol excess. New paragraph, examination. He's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing. Gaze is slightly unsteady. Blood pressure 140 over 76 laying and 100 over 60 standing. Temperature 97.2, pulse 82, oxygen saturation 96%. Head and neck exam, oral mucosa normal, ears normal inspection, pupils equal and reactive to light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal. Neck has no master nodes. Lungs, slightly diminished breath sounds cleared, no wheezes, no crackles, no accessory muscle use for breathing. Cardiovascular, normal, soreness 2, no gallop, no murmur, abdomen soft, non-tender, no organomegaly. CNS, cranial nerves are normal, sensation intact. Motor strength is about normal, period. Skin is intact, warm and dry without major lesions. Fetal pulses are palpable, period. A foot exam was done. And that showed just slightly decreased, but not absent sensation, period. Strength of his foot movements were good, period. No lesions were seen, period. There was only trace edema, but not too bad, period. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mr. Morris said that zinc could be, period. It's most likely either vasovagal or due to orthostatic hypotension, period. I did document orthostatic hypotension, but he did not seem dizzy at that time, period. Nevertheless, he was instructed to sit before standing, get up very slowly, and possibly do dorsiflexion foot exercise before getting up and being cautious, period. He did drink an average amount of fluids, period. Due to heart failure, I did not want him to drink extreme amounts of fluids. There also could be vasovagal, as he had a warm feeling with sweat as well as dizziness before he passed out, period. He already has had monitoring for syncope recently, period. New paragraph 2. He has history of hypertension, but blood pressure is stable and on the low side, so I'm reducing sidralazine from 50 milligrams 3 times a day to 25 milligrams 3 times a day, period. His meds were reviewed and he's no longer on Farxiga, period. 3 has atrial fibrillation, and I will continue carvedilol 3.125 milligrams twice a day plus diltiazem 120 milligrams twice a day, period. I'll continue Eliquis 5 milligrams BID for anticoagulation, period. For heart failure, he remains on Entresto 24-26, 1 PO twice a day. And Lasix 40 milligrams daily, period. 5, he has restless legs, and I'll continue Ropinirole 0.5 milligrams 1 to 3 hours before bedtime, period. 6, he has COPD, and I'll continue Brovana by nebulizer twice a day, plus a Albuterol HFA, 2 preparatory 4 hours if needed, period. I did review his meds with him, period. Now, this is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.